Hi, folks. This is Kirk Bankstad at the Monaco Brewing Company, and I am proud to introduce you to Choice, our new pink grapefruit-flavored hard seltzer. Choice was made in collaboration with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and 5% of the proceeds from every can goes to support them and their fight for reproductive freedom. Choice Hard Seltzer tastes great and comes in at only 105 calories per can. Go to our website, monacobrewingcompany.com, to find where you can buy Choice Hard Seltzer.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some very well-supported word coming out of Russia. There's a tape recording of a conversation between a Russian oligarch very close to Putin and an American businessman who is doing business with him. And the Russian oligarch confirmed that Vladimir Putin is seriously ill. And he said that his information is that it's a blood-related cancer. Recently, Putin's been seen on video shaking, clearly taking steroids, all puffy, holding on to things, unsteady. He travels with several doctors, including an oncology surgeon. It's kind of rare. Who travels around with an oncology surgeon? Now, this is hearsay. This is double hearsay. Actually, triple hearsay. It's very, very obvious in seeing Putin that he has some kind of medical issue. But the word is that he is seriously ill. Now, what's the effect of that? And I'm going to tell you a very, very odd little historical fact. And believe it or not, it relates to Tchaikovsky's ballet, Swan Lake. You've heard of Swan Lake? Swan Lake's a very, very famous ballet, piece of music, composed by Tchaikovsky, the great composer, in 1875. And it's a staple of ballets around the world. It's a very popular ballet. The Russians have a very weird custom. They're very proud of Swan Lake because it's one of the last intellectual accomplishments their culture has made before the degradation of the 20th and 21st century, of the Gulag, Stalin, murder, genocide, and now Putin. When a leader of the Russian Communist Party, or now of Russia itself, dies, or is very seriously ill, suddenly all the state radio stations get rid of all their programming and they just play Swan Lake. And they did this for a succession of Russian premiers, Soviet Union premiers in the 70s and 80s. Suddenly a guy is sitting at home having a cup of coffee, listening to the radio. Suddenly all you hear is Swan Lake. Everybody immediately goes, well, he died. And they're playing this stuff just while they collect their thoughts on who the new guy is going to be. There is plenty of discussion in Russia right now is when is Swan Lake going to be played on the radio? That's pervaded the culture over there. Now, here's my concern. If Putin is very seriously ill, he knows he's going to die. Very few people, in fact, none except him, have unilateral ability to launch nuclear weapons, even if they're dying. When people are dying, I have talked to people as they were dying, and it's a different mindset. You are facing reality. You are facing the ultimate question. You're facing perhaps the end of your existence. If you're a person of faith, you think that, as I am, you think that you will continue to live in some spiritual way, but there's a lot of ambiguity there. And there's a lot of fear there. And I'm not at all satisfied that Russia has the kind of controls where if this genocidal sadist thinks he's really dying, that he can't just order somebody to launch a nuclear weapon. I think the United States is on top of this. I think we know where they're all located. If we see even a hint of activity, we have nuclear submarines all over the world, trained on Russia, trained actually on China too, and on Iran. And but it's a momentous thing to order the preemptive launch of a nuclear weapon. We don't want to do that. So the point is, if Putin were to die immediately, precipitously, suddenly, that'd be the best thing of all, because the hacks that are around him, that have ginned him on, do not have the worldview or the evil strength of purpose to do what he's doing. But you just heard it from me. If you hear Swan Lake, the Swan Lake's being played on Russian radio, stand by, because that is perhaps not a good development for world peace. It's a very good development in terms of getting rid of Vladimir Putin, the murderer. One example of the fact that he may be winding down his worldview that suddenly he's Peter the Great and he's got to conquer Europe is that he has now backed off on opposing the admission of Finland and Sweden to join NATO. Finland and Sweden just filed. Erdogan of Turkey said he's going to oppose it, and I'm going to address that in a minute. But Putin, and this guy is very feline. He's a slippery, snaky, eely, feline kind of guy. He was KGB. He's a spy. He lies as a matter of course. Remember, he and his people were threatening Finland and Sweden. If they joined, there'd be a massive response. They mentioned nuclear weapons. Finland and Sweden said drop dead. They will be admitted to NATO. Suddenly Putin goes, well, we have no problem with that. I'm not kidding. That's what he said just the other day. We have no problem with that. Just as long as they don't build up troops on our border. Well, you know, we will station people in Finland and Sweden if they want us to. They have armies, but they will be in NATO. And then Putin knows that if he attacks them, he has the United States against him as well as NATO. Now, why are Finland and Sweden going to be admitted to NATO when Ukraine wasn't? Why is Germany so hot to trot on Finland and Sweden? Because they're Nordic countries. Germany, to its core, has racial sympathies still. These are Nordic countries. Ukraine's a Slavic country. There's some of that going on. And if you think I'm kidding, you're wrong. You're wrong. And if you say, well, we didn't let in Ukraine because it provoked Russia, Finland has an 840-mile border with Russia. Ukraine has a much smaller border, a tiny border with Russia. So that's a lot of baloney. And Zelensky was absolutely right when he said if they'd been admitted to NATO, none of this would have happened in Ukraine right now. Erdogan of Turkey is opposing it. Turkey was the seat of the Ottoman Empire. The Ottoman Empire and its predecessors for 1,300 years attacked Europe, tried to forcibly convert it and murder host populations. They were driven back, Battle of Tours Poitiers in 732, Battle of Lepanto in the late 1500s, the Battle of Vienna, late 1600s. He ended up being called the sick man of Europe. After World War One, they were disassembled and a lot of their territories were taken. That's how Iraq was constructed, kind of a fake state. And now the clown Angela Merkel admitted 1 million people from jihadist cultures as refugees who are spreading all over Paris and London and killing people. She betrayed Europe. But Erdogan in Turkey, who the heck is he? Who the heck is he? They let him into NATO. He's continually stabbed NATO. He never should have been let in. He bought Russian arms, even though NATO people aren't supposed to buy them. What we want.